I don't think it's possible for us to come into God's intended destiny for us without learning how to navigate disappointment, loss, destruction, those kinds of horrible things. David is a great example. Before he became king, he was sought after to be killed by Saul. He was rejected by his own brethren. He had a whole bunch of rejections that really brought him to a place of actually personal strength. The turning point was when his own men he had poured his life into sought to kill him. At that point, the scripture says, David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. The crazy thing is the next scene, he becomes king. I think our destiny is on the other side of us learning how to minister to ourselves. It's not an excuse for independence or withdrawing from people. It has nothing to do with that. It just has to do with the fact that God wants us to learn how to embrace our own destiny and learn how to minister to ourselves. What I do is I get into the Psalms. When I'm facing difficulty, I read the Psalms till I hear my own voice. When I can hear my own heart's cry on the pages of Scripture, then I know I have found a safe landing place. I read, I pray through those verses till I really hear the mind of the Lord for me. I work with that, I embrace that, I sing it, I pray it, I declare it, I do all those things because that's the heart of God for me. And once I have found that, I know that I have found a place of great personal strength. My encouragement to you is find those places of strength through His Word. If you find in your heart that you've been accusing God for the difficulty that you've faced, then you need to spot those things. It's vital that we have no accusation in our heart towards God, that we don't blame Him, that we don't in any way question His goodness. If you do, bring it out into the open, confess it to Him, talk to Him, but by all means, repent. Turn from those ways of thinking. Turn from those false belief systems that really, really mess us up. I would just encourage you, take what's in front of you, the difficulty, the challenges, find God's heart for you, and then find His goodness. And in the midst of that goodness, give Him thanks, give Him praise, take His promise over your life, and minister to yourself.